This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Fabian, it's the drill bit. I think it's finally had it. I very much doubt it. We simply need a new one. Sure what we can do then. We'll just have to halt the dig. There's nothing else for it. This drill bit is fused and it's not going to budge another inch. Well, explain that to the drill bit.
Doctor Who, The Minds of Mandor, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Jackson Reeves, Part 1.
That fool Mixton nearly ruined everything.
He will be all right, won't he, Dr. Borsch?
He is unharmed. He's just a clumsy fool. Just keep your mind on the job at hand, girl. Right now, we just need to get these replacement test safety containment units back to the lab. Blast it! Not again! How many times are we going to lose power today? Oh, this is the most poorly run operation I have seen in my life.
Shall I fetch lamps, Dr. Borsch?
I suppose so, child. And be quick about it. We've got to get this equipment to my lab at once.
Did you hear that?
Yes. How strange. I've never heard anything like it.
Well, I think I have.
You're a silly girl, Amara. Where could you have heard a sound like that?
Far away from here.
Enough with your idle fantasies. Go and get those lamps, girl.
On my way, ma'am.
Where have you brought me this time, old girl? Dark. Check. Cold. Check. Corridor. Check. Par for the course.
We're in, and it's all clear. It's as we expected it. We're in a chamber just off the main mining shaft.
Not much to look at, is there?
If you were looking for a scenic tour, you came on the wrong trip, Jordan. We've come here for a very important reason. Let's not forget that. If Captain Jalea was right, what we find in this place can make us rich beyond all our dreams.
I know that, Braxa. I haven't forgotten.
Good. We best get moving. I don't want to waste any more time here than we have to. Besides, I hate long, dark tunnels.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see you there.
Oh, think nothing of it. No blood, no foul.
Wait a moment. You're not one of the workers. Who are you?
I'm the Doctor. And you are?
Amara. Amara Tal.
It's my pleasure to meet you, Miss Tal.
No. Just call me Amara.
All right, Amara. What a pretty name.
Thank you. Hang on a minute. Where did you come from?
Well, that could be a bit hard to explain.
That noise I heard earlier. It sounded like... that funny-looking blue box. Where did that come from?
Oh, sorry. Is she parked illegally? She does have a mind of her own, you know.
You mean you travel in that?
Well, yes, when you put it like that.
Hang on a minute. Is that your TARDIS?
However did you know that? Wait a minute, just a moment. Did you say your name was Tal?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Interesting. Tell me, where are we, Amara?
We're on the Treon asteroid mining project in the Mandor planetary system.
Of course, Tria. I'm not that far from home. Interesting. I thought I recognized the name. Tal.
Then, unless I'm very mistaken, you're a Time Lord from the planet Gallifrey.
Well, in a roundabout sort of way, yes, I am.
If you are a Time Lord, then you should be very familiar with the name of Tal.
Yes, of course. Tal is the name of the royal family of Tria. How very curious.
What is?
Finding a member of the royal house of Tria in a duffy old mining project in the middle of nowhere. However did you come to be here?
Forgive me, but I haven't time for this. I was on my way to fetch some lighting. Dr. Borsch would be furious if I take too long.
Oh, yes? Medical doctor, is he?
No. She's a scientist at Scientist Station to research the mineral Z1138 for a possible cure for Yonick's disease.
Yonick's disease? My, but I thought that would have been wiped out years ago. Perhaps I could help. Tell me, what can I do?
Well, I suppose you can help me fetch some lighting.
I'd be delighted, Amara. Lead the way.
Right where you are. Just call us Galactic Collectors. You have something we need, and we're here to collect it.
We're no space pirates, and we didn't kill him.
It doesn't matter what you believe. You're going to help us so you can join him in the afterlife. Then you'd better be very helpful. See them again.
power often on this station?
All the time lately. Mind you, I haven't been here long.
How long?
Just a few weeks. I came to be Dr. Borsch's assistant.
And your field of expertise is?
I was trained to be an accountant, but I took secondary classes in scientific studies. So I was chosen to come to Mandor as my first posting. Just my luck, being sent to a deep space mining operation. Imagine it, being stuck on some lifeless rock in the middle of nowhere.
Then why agree to come if it's not where you want to be?
If only I had a choice.
Didn't you?
No. Here's the lab. Come on, if you're still willing to help.
Certainly. Just lead on, my dear.
Thank you. You're so polite.
Is that so unusual?
In my experience, yes.
Oh.
Where are all the miners? And why isn't the drill operating?
What was what?
There's nothing there. This better not be a trick. Good, because I'd hate to get blood on my new clothes. Okay, Jarden. Seems a good enough place to lay low for now. We can get some rest while I set up. Keep a close watch on him while I get to work.
All right, Braxton.
This is rather primitive equipment. These are just old lightwave distributors. Surely these things would help with the lava lamp.
The what?
Oh, nothing. I was just observing how very anachronistic this dusty old equipment seems.
Well, the station's hardly state-of-the-art, like so many of its kind. It was just put together cheaply, for a high return.
You did say you were an accountant, didn't you?
Yes, Doctor.
Then do your sums, my girl.
My sums?
Yes, sorry. I was just thinking what a potential waste. To send men and women to a rich mining project with obsolete... No. Antiquated equipment. The risk to humanoid life would be immense. It hardly seems cost-effective to me to take a chance on losing good labor in favor of a fast return.
Oh, you're applying logic to industry. In my brief but limited experience, logic hardly detects the action of corporate policy.
No, it rarely does.
Okay, I think we have all we need. We'd best get back to Dr. Borsch. She'll be getting stroppy. Come along.
Yes. Coming.
It's about time. How long does it take to get some simple lighting?
Sorry, ma'am.
Who is this? Don't recognize you. You're not one of the miners.
No, I'm not. I'm the Doctor. Delighted to make your acquaintance. Dr. Borsch, I presume?
I didn't expect... I mean, yes. Yes, I am Dr. Omani Borsch.
Alert! Alert! Unauthorized landing in mining station. Please leave the alert.
Stay where you are and raise your hands. You have been arrested for unauthorized landing and will be taken for questioning.
It's all right. I know the drill. It's happened enough times before.
You can't do this to him.
It's all right, Amara. I can look after myself.
Squadron out.
We can't let them do that.
You're right. I can't afford to lose him now that he's finally here.
You were expecting the Doctor.
Silence, girl. Don't worry yourself about things that don't concern you. Well, come on, chop chop. Let's get this stuff back to the lab. We can deal with the Doctor later.
Why should we tell you?
What do we do now?
Now that the communications dampening net has been set up, I can contact Captain Jalea.
And then what?
And then... we wait.
Okay.
Ah, I hope you're the welcoming committee. I could use a nice big breakfast.
On your feet.
It's been some time since I had a moment to indulge.
If you do not get on your feet, I'll have them removed.
Well, I can't say that I'm fond of the hospitality.
Quiet. Flippancy won't help you, you know. Just answer my questions, and we'll get along just fine.
Then I suggest that you start asking me some questions.
Name?
Doctor?
Full name. Occupational titles are irrelevant.
I'm only known as the Doctor.
Age?
Well, that's a rather more difficult one to answer. I mean, how would you like it? Your years, my years, or dog years,
These games have gone on long enough. I'm Foreman Mixton, head of this mining station. It's my job to see that we're not invaded by space pirates, like you.
What are you talking about? Space pirates wouldn't dare enter this sector, especially with the Time Lord so close to your doorstep.
You're a pirate. Admit it. Or I swear I'll make sure that what's left of your pathetic little life is spent in agonizing pain.
Mixton, you must let him go.
How dare you burst in here and interrupt official station business? What are you doing here?
I'm here to take the Doctor into my custody.
You have no authority to do that.
Oh, but I do. I assure you. It may interest you to know that I have the ear of our dear Queen. She might find your lack of cooperation in stately matters cause to have you reassigned to a garbage scow.
But she wouldn't do that.
She wouldn't? Are you so sure? Remember that I am here by the Queen's royal commandment. One communication to the homeworld is all it would take, Mixton.
All right. You win. This time.
Oh, go away, Mixton. You are such a bore. We have nothing more to discuss. Come on, Doctor. I'll take you back to my lab.
We'll meet again, Doctor. It won't be long before you slip up and reveal your true colors. And when you do, I'll be waiting.
Mixton, if I were you, I'd go easy on the caffeine. Trust me, I know how stroppy it can make you. That's why I gave up tea. And as for the excessive perspiring, perhaps you should try adjusting the air conditioning unit in this part of the station.
Don't press your luck with me.
Come along, Doctor.
Yes. Coming.
These lights have no use at all. Oh no! Just look at the mess I've made. I don't know how they expect us to find a cure in these conditions. Lights off, lights on, lights off, lights on again. Now where's that brush? You're back. Nice to see you again, Doctor.
And it's nice to see you again as well, Amara. My previous company was rather inhospitable.
What happened?
Mixton's a fool. He tried the rough and tumble treatment on the Doctor. Here, sit on this stool.
Thank you.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. But I'm more worried about Mixton's mental state. He's quite paranoid, you know. He seems to have some fixation with space pirates. Is there some reason behind that?
It seems Mixton was raised on one of the off-world colonies. One time when he was a boy, some space pirates raided his planet. It seems his parents were killed in the defense of the colony.
So ever since then, he's had this obsessive paranoia about space pirates invading any planet he inhabits. Interesting.
Got it in one.
Poor fellow. How long have you known Mixton?
Not long, Doctor. Never mind about him. He's harmless enough.
Perhaps. But I have known his type before.
Amara, what is this mess?
Sorry, ma'am. I dropped one of the test tubes while the power was out.
I don't want excuses. I want it cleaned up. Go and get the mop and brush, girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Must you go so hard on her?
That girl doesn't realize the importance of our work here. Every second we waste results in more deaths.
Forgive me, but my memory is a little hazy on what Yonick's disease actually does.
The first symptoms are perspiration, and then a simple cough. The second stage is lightheadedness and disorientation. Then paralysis of the lower limbs, and in the final stage, death.
Ah, yes. I remember now.
I've finished, ma'am.
Good. I think we'd better get back to finding a cure.
What progress have you made so far?
Not much. I'm sure that the mineral we mined from this asteroid, I'm sure it contains the answer.
Shut up. If I weren't in such a good mood, I'd have already killed you.
Just take it easy, both of you. It shouldn't be long before they arrive. We're not space pirates, I told you.
Don't waste your breath on him, Jardim. This little device here is a communications dampener, which means we can talk to anyone we want, whenever we want, without your command center picking up a thing. No, really? Imagine that, Jardim. Our equipment isn't sanctioned by the legal authorities in this region of space. Tragic, isn't it? Bingo. I do believe this fella's getting smarter, Jordan, don't you?
Give it a rest, Braxa, will you?
We're just here to do a little job. We won't hurt you as long as you don't try anything stupid. Now just sit tight and wait it out. It won't be long now.
Borsch, why did you rescue me from Mixton?
What do you mean?
Well, we don't know each other. You had no reason to take me into your protective custody. You've said how important your work is, and yet you pause to rescue me. Why?
Perhaps it's as simple as concern of one sentient life form for another.
But please don't think I'm ungrateful, but I'm just curious.
You know what they say about curiosity, Doctor.
All that about the cat coming to a bad end and such. You know, that almost sounds like a threat. Now, I wonder, why would you go to such trouble to save me from Mixton's questionable clutches only to threaten my life for asking too many questions,
So, that curiosity of yours truly is limitless.
You know, more and more you talk as if you know me.
That's true. Earlier you hinted that you were expecting the Doctor.
Silence, girl.
You're hiding something, Borsch. Come on, why don't you talk to me? I have a feeling you're looking for more than just a cure for Yonick's disease. I think there's something sinister going on here, because you know I've had an odd feeling about this place since I arrived. What is it that you want, Borsch?
Dr. Borsch, what are you doing?
Shut up, girl!
Oh, come on, Borsch, what's this game you're playing at? Is someone pulling your strings behind the scenes?
Let me assure you, Doctor, no one is pulling my strings.
Doctor Who, The Minds of Mandor, starred Ron Smith as the Doctor, Rebecca McCarthy as Amara, Victoria Gordon as Dr. Borsch, Kyle Hibbert as Braxa, Ted Gray as Mixton, Joe Thomas as Vaben, Ellie Hirschman as Jardin, Rezin, and Dragon, with Daniel Rushton as the voice of the computer. Title music by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. Incidental music provided by First Calm. Additional music provided by Midnight Syndicate from their album Gates of Delirium, featuring the tracks Arrival, Halls of Insurrection, Adelaide, and Infestation. Midnight Syndicate Gothic Nightmare soundtracks, copyright 1998 to 2005, Midnight Syndicate. All rights reserved. Use with permission. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors. co-producer was Ron Smith. Post-production editing and sound design provided by Gene Williams and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story The Minds of Mandor, copyright Dreamhelm Enterprises 2005. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dreamhelm Enterprises, I am Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for part two of The Minds of Mandor, available now from Dreamhelm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.